Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Prayer and Tarot. This is Reverend Sydney Finn, as always, and many of you know the drill, but hello and welcome to those of you who are new. Let me explain how this is going to work. So people submit prayers on my website, onyxhealing.com, and then I'm going to go through and I phrase my prayers as I'm in agreement for. So what you're going to do on the other side of this podcast is you are going to be in agreement. So this is like sending the person an energetic yes, and that is what creates the collective manifestation piece. So let's dive in, then I'll pull a card for the week, and we will wrap up. So this first one is for Lacey, and I am in full agreement for you to be supported during this time as you're quarantined. I'm in full agreement for you to have access to resources that you're really needing at this time, even if circumstances are unpredictable and shaky. So I'm in full agreement, full support for you to get the things that you need and for you to just find miracles everywhere you look. All right, this next one is for Donna. I am in full agreement for your daughter to get the support and healing that she needs. I'm in full agreement for her to find resolution and healing in her life and for her to be supported and courageous during this time of transition that is coming up for her. This one is for Ashlyn. I am in full agreement for you to experience freedom from your lack mentality. I'm in full agreement for you to step into your soul's knowing and memory of abundance. I'm in full agreement for everyone and everything that you desire to come into your life. I'm in full agreement that this is already coming to you now, and all you have to do is be open to receiving and open these doors. Full agreement. Okay, this one's anonymous. I'm in full agreement for the safety of your nan, your dad, and your pregnant sister during this time. I'm in full agreement for health, stability, employment, and understanding what God is asking of you at this time, because we're all having different experiences with that. So I'm in full agreement for you to access your own intuition and to feel supported by the events, however you're going to access that yourself. I'm in full agreement for you to see the silver linings and for them to be obvious and evident. Full agreement. Okay, this one is also anonymous, and it looks like you are needing a prayer for your friend Vicky. I am in full agreement for her to get the healing that she needs. And it also looks like she's dealing with a lot of work stress and just having a rough time. So I am in full agreement for her to have good things welcomed into her life. I'm in full agreement for her to experience ease and grace at this time. I am also in full agreement for her to get a break. Like, I'm just in full agreement for things to relax and for her to welcome goodness into her life. This one is anonymous. I am in full agreement for trust and support in your career and having career protection and security. Full agreement. Okay, this one is for Daniel. I am in full agreement for everyone who is affected by this quarantine for things to be supported and stabilizing now. I'm in full agreement for rapid resolution, abundance of health, wealth, and career support. I'm in full agreement for people to have access to the guidance that they need in order to access greater ease, abundance, blessings, health, happiness, and prosperity. And yes, you are so welcome. I'm happy to do these prayers. So thank you. I appreciate the gratitude you're sending my way. But yes, I'm in full agreement for us as a collective to receive exactly what we need in divine timing. I'm in full agreement for everyone who is going through this experience for something better to emerge from this. Of course, it can be kind of scary when you don't know what's going to happen, but I'm in full agreement that turning the corner of this entire experience is going to unveil something really exciting, prosperous, big, something better than you might realize or even suspect is possible. Okay, this next one is anonymous. I'm in full agreement for you to get clarity around your next steps, wisdom on how to meet the emotional demands of your children and your life at this moment with greater and easier connection, and also for you to have clarity and availability to fill your cup first. I'm in full agreement for all of that, and I would also say meditate so you can actually get quiet and receive the guidance that you need, because it's not something that's going to come down like a bolt of lightning, just in case you're wondering. That's not how it works. So I would recommend that you go into meditation, get quiet, get clear. Like, that's where all of the stuff you're praying for actually lives. So the filling your cup piece might just come from giving yourself some silence and some quiet time. All right, everybody, those are all the prayers for today. I'm going to pull a card now and see what it is that you guys need to hear. Knight of Cups. Okay, so the Knight of Cups is really, really diligent about processing emotions. So with whatever circumstances you have coming up or whatever feelings you have coming up, it's going to be important for you to acknowledge them and work through them as you go. So if you're dealing with stress, if you're confronting fear, if you're, you know, I mean, whatever it is that's coming up, just frustration or any like old traumas that are coming up, it's important to find a way to either give this an outlet, put it somewhere, move it. Like, the only job that you really have is to acknowledge, notice it, and get it to move. That's pretty much it. So it's simply looking at it is what will make it evaporate, almost. It doesn't solve everything, right? But it's piece by piece by piece, you're able to confront it and move it by acknowledging it. Now, if you follow me on Instagram, then you know that I did the lazy psychic body scan meditation, which is on my Instagram TV. So you're welcome to check that out, but it's a whole meditation where you're just looking at the discomfort in your body, and you can do the same thing with emotions, and that is what helps you process them. Simply letting them have a seat at the table, noticing what are they saying, what are they communicating, and acknowledging that and holding space for that. Like, if you're afraid and there's a part of you that is deeply, deeply in fear, that's okay. But just be loving and compassionate and acknowledging towards that part of yourself. You know, if you do have a lot of sadness or pain in your body, you know, witnessing that part of yourself and just being compassionate towards that part of yourself is what can help it move. And I also want to highlight here that during a time like this, and from my own experiences, I want to be very, very clear. Yes, emotion is energetic currency, right? So if you're in deep fear, if you are in deep agony for an extended period, if you're exclusively focusing on suffering for a long time, then that will tamper with your manifestations, right? But if this is something that you're aware of, that you're conscious of, that you're simply shining a light on, then that emotional state isn't going to hijack your manifestations. So I hope that makes sense. Basically, if you're unconsciously just buying into every emotion, then that's what's going to end up running the show. But if you're conscious about your emotional state, if you're aware of what's going on, it's not going to hijack your manifestations, because you're going to be able to navigate it. You're going to be able to see and discern for yourself, you know, what is it that I should be doing with this? How can I communicate with these emotions? Like, you basically want to talk to that part of yourself, acknowledge that part of yourself, and know that by doing that, it's not going to totally derail anything that you're creating. It's like there are times, even for me, where I'll feel this collective anxiety or just some things that are really lighting up my own baggage, like invalidation and all sorts of stuff I've had to work on my own. And it's okay for all of those parts to be there. You don't need to like suffocate or shove them in a closet, as I say. So just show up for them, listen to them. They don't need to be directing the show, but just try to be loving, compassionate, kind, and hold them. You know, be kind to them. And that's how they'll actually shift and move. So I hope that that is helpful, but that's what the Knight of Cups wants you to do. It's like, just show up for the emotional work right now. And that can do a lot of good. And I also want to say, for those of you who are needing to manifest right now, if you have a lot of empty space and you're like, I need to manifest, I need to do all of this work, then just make sure that you're giving yourself permission to still receive good things and process emotions. Because yes, you get to do both. Yes, you get to have it all. Yes, you get to sit in the space of, I don't know where this is going. I don't know how this is going to show up. I'm really afraid. And I still get to manifest kick-ass stuff. All of that is still available to me. So I would recommend that you try to go into it with all of this. You get to do both. You get to process emotions and you get to manifest. You get to set intentions and you get to work through fear, anxiety, frustration, baggage, whatever it is that's coming up. Now, the other thing that I wanted to mention is that I do have some payment plans available for my manifestation course. For those of you who have been waiting for that, they are available. So if you're needing some space or distance in between payments, you know, that is now available to you. And that's all that I've got for today. But I hope you are all doing as best as you possibly can right now. I am sending you love. I am sending you support. I am sending you healing. I am sending you miracles and clarity around what you can use this time and energy for. Because I promise you, no matter what circumstances you're in, use this void. Use it, use it, use it. Capitalize on the void, especially for those of you who are doing emotional work. Like this is the time to let the emotions come, to work through it, to process it. It's a great time to do that. It's a great time to manifest. It's a great time to like double down on taking care of yourself as much as you can. Implement some good habits, set some intentions, start a project. Like, don't hide from all of the things that you've been needing time and space to do. And, you know, go at a pace that feels right. Go at a rhythm that feels right for you and true for you. So do whatever you're really needing, but pay attention to the pieces. Try not to numb them, but really be tender and loving and attentive to the different pieces that are coming up and begging you for attention. Okay. All right, my friends, if you need support, if you need some help, if you need to work with me, go put yourself on the books. Go to onyxhealing.com if you need to submit a prayer or you need anything else from me. And I will talk to you all later. Have a good one. Bye-bye.